Hare Krishna. When coming here, we looked into the sky and saw the Gopunim full moon. Have you seen already? When we come out of this program, please do a little moon gazing. It is described that looking at this full moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and praying to Lord Chaitanya will give tremendous results. You will find in Siddha Mayapur the devotees stopping and pointing each other, looking, helping each other. Look, there is the full moon which belongs to Lord Chaitanya, the Gopunim full moon, the Gaura Chandra, the many, many songs in dedication to Lord Chaitanya being really present in this full moon. So you please, when we are finished, many of us are such city boys and city girls that we do not never look up. We look always down on our mobile telephones and so on. But please, on this night, look up and you will see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his representative, of the full moon. So when we came here, I was thinking to myself, oh, I had made complete different plans for Gopunim. But when I received the invitation to come to all of you in the Bhaktivedanta Manor, I could feel this was the call of Gauranga. And I'm very happy that we have this little Adivas program, the program which prepares us and makes us mindful of Lord Chaitanya just on the night before his divine appearance. This program is meant to really prepare all of us for what is called sambandha. Sambandha means a living, experienced relationship with the deity of our choice. So we hope when we leave this little room, which will be overcrowded very soon, we will sit on each other's shoulder. We can do double seating, no problem. When we leave this room, I hope we are a little bit more mindful of Lord Chaitanya. So let us immediately go into the program. We can sing a little Jai Radha Madhava, no? Yes.
Madhava
punya vihani. Yakonya vihani. Gopi jana vallava girivara jade. Gopi jana vallava girivara dhari. Yasoda nandana praja jana ranjana. Yasoda nandana praja jana ranjana. Yamunati Ravana Chari. Yamunati Ravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari. Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana, Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana. Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hare. Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hare. Gaura Hare, Jaya Gaura Hare. Gaura Hare, Jaya Gaura Hare. Prabhu Parad, Jaya Prabhu Parad. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo.
Hare Krishna, everyone. Before my commences, can I request everyone just to move forward a bit? Because I think we can then just make it a bit more accommodating. I think at this rate, we're not quite have to do these events in there very soon.
Yes, please, without shyness, please come, because if you may come forward, then it's easy to accommodate.
Yeah, I guess. One or two spaces forward, then that'll be
fantastic. Thank you, Maharaj. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Please join me. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskacare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi O Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna.
As interesting or curious even as it might look, there are things that even Krishna finds out only by probing or exploring the questions. And there were in particular three questions in Krishna's mind. It happened when the divine couple met in Vrindavan, and as Radha and Krishna sat together in one of these kunjas, these they are like little apartments, you could say, made from trees. They sat on one sofa, and Krishna took Radharani's hand in his hand like this and asked, "What is the secret of your love?" Srimati Radharani said, "How can I describe it, my lord? And Krishna became very reflective, and he thought, "I can only understand the love which you feel for me when I look through your eyes, when I hear through your ears, when I experience through all of your perceptive senses. I must become you, and then I will look at myself and see what you are seeing." I fear that I will not find the right words for the little child, so it will become increasingly dissatisfied with me. And maybe it is a good idea if you find a place where the child can be fully satisfied in all her needs and concerns. So Krishna decided, I must become you. At this moment, Lalita spoke up, one of the very dear girl companions of Srimati Radharani, and said, don't say this, Syam. You wouldn't be able to bear the intensity of this love. Because Srimati Radharani sometimes cries in your absence, when you are not there. Nothing makes sense for her any longer. And she is overwhelmed by this emotional ecstasy which you won't be able to bear. Do you know, even in human society, that men would not be able to bear in their body the intense emotions and physical pains of childbirth? Do you know? We would die if we men would die if we would have to experience childbirth. Our bodies and minds are not equipped. We would cry helplessly. And we would have to be brought to the graveyard. It's the courageous mothers who are, due to their loving emotions which they have for the child, able to bear this. So Lalita said, you won't bear the love of Radha, the intensity of Radha. Because when you're not there, Srimati Radharani is drowning in an ocean of despair. And even when you are there, she's so overwhelmed with the ecstasies. You, Syam Sundar, are too weak to bear this. Krishna became even more intrigued when he heard this description and said, I must become Radha. I must take her loving emotions and experience me through her eyes and ears and sense of taste and everything. At that moment, Radha began to speak. She said, then allow me one thing only. You will come as Krishna, but I will cover you with my golden effulgence, so that when you are overwhelmed by the weight of my love and you stumble and you fall on the ground and you roll and cry, I will protect you and your soft body with my divine effulgence. And so the miracle happened. Krishna appeared around 500 years back in a special form where he was inside Krishna, Syam Sundar Krishna, and outside he was covered with the mood and the complexion. In the spiritual world, colors are very much connected with emotions. When Srimati Radharani throws the pink color at the commencement of the holy festival, and Krishna will take a syringe and squirt a yellow color, these are not colors. Like only colors, that would be boring. They are emotions. They are coloring each other with the emotional
emotion of their love. This is what a holy festival is. So, yes, Krishna came inside with his blackish complexion. Black, dark black means the intensity of love, and was covered with the Radha's golden yellowish complexion, which means a heightened ecstasy, you know, which comes just like when you melt gold and then it takes a reddish hue. So when you melt the feelings of Radharani, you have her complexion when they intensify. And in this way, Krishna came into this world to understand love of Godhead, yes. Krishna had many questions. This is a large, I could talk now for 2 days about the different questions which Krishna were going on in the minds of God. But here is one. Krishna thought, I'm Atmarama. I'm actually satisfied in myself. I don't need anyone to pay attention to me. I don't need likes on Facebook. I don't want them. Yeah, Krishna is satisfied in himself. Yet the whole world, Brahma, Shiva, they worship me and become attracted to me. I don't need the affection of Lakshmi, but even Lakshmi wants my company. But there's something which is amazing to me. Although I attract the whole world, there's one person who breaks my inner calm. It is Srimati Radhika. I'm attracted to her. And this is, I think, so because of the glory of Radha's love. And he wanted to experience this type of love, which is only existing in relationship to him, to Krishna. Also, he wanted to know, what is my sweetness? What do my devotees like so much in me that they are willing to give up the world? What is that taste? I never know. See, we all as humans have this reflection, no? I, for instance, can never understand that anyone likes me. Maybe you are like this also. When someone gives their affection, we think they just want something for me, you know. That I'm essentially unlovable. That is what we often think. So Krishna did not have this complex or does not have this, but he wanted to understand, what is the sweetness? What is my attractiveness in particular? Perhaps he remembered that once Vrindadevi came to Radharani, and Radharani asked Vrindadevi, from where are you coming, Vrinda? Vrindadevi said, from the forest of Braj. And what did you do there? I looked at Krishna, said Vrindadevi. Oh, said Radharani. What was he doing? Vrinda said, he was learning to dance. As then Radharani said, but who was his dancing teacher who was there? Vrinda said, oh, Radha, it was you. Me? I was here? And Krishna's in the midst of the forest? No, you are represented by the golden creepers which swing in the air. And Krishna, looking at these golden creepers, thought, they are Radharani's representatives. And just like the teacher may
show the shishya, this, the student, do like this, play the harmonium here, and sing like ah, like this. By demonstrating, you have demonstrated the art of dance by your kripa. Do you know that one meaning of dham is the personal effulgence of Krishna and Radha? So when you come to Vrindavan Dham, you see the golden kripas, you think this is Radha. Yeah, so oh, Radharani was thinking, oh, my Lord is so sweet. He learns from the kripa, whom the golden kripas, whom he identifies with me, how to dance. What a wonderful, sweet personality is my Krishna. So Krishna wanted to know really, in essence, what is so special about him. So he therefore decided to take the mood and the complexion of Srimati Radhika and appear in this world for an experiment of love. He wanted to see what is bhakti, what is the highest devotion, and he also wanted to teach it. To find out for Krishna what is the highest devotion, he took the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, a combined form of Radha and Krishna, and listen to this, he also wanted to teach it very liberally. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is known as that form of Krishna who does not ask the question, are my devotees qualified or not? Gauranga gives his love, or gives the love of Krishna, without asking the question. You know, when a king comes back from fighting a battle, he rides on the back of the elephant, and he may have sacks of jewels, and he may throw it into the crowd. There's the left side of the road, there are people. On the right side of the road, there are people. And the king rides on the elephant and throws jewels, smaragd, emeralds, and everything into the crowd. And his ministers are also there after all the battle is won. So the minister also throw the jewels into the crowd. This is an analogy which is given in the scriptures for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come in the age of Kali and he has won the battle. Kali is not able to go where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's influence is there. So therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes back and in great joy distributes love of Krishna to the devotees. Do you know how he does this? It's very important to understand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come with an internal reason to find out what is love of Godhead. What is the love for Krishna? He's Krishna himself who wants to know. But he has an external mission. He says, while I'm here in Kali Yuga, with all these living entities who are spiritually so incapable, like us, I will distribute this love for Krishna in a particular way. My jewels are not smaragd. The jewels which I throw into the crowd of the Kali Yuga living entities are holy names. Hare Krishna! By kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributes the love of Godhead. What is kirtan, my dear devotees? It is a glorification
of Krishna. And while this glorification is going on, or with this glorification, the deity is magnified. Then I have something which is maybe in the distance, or which I cannot see very clearly. Like, I wouldn't be able to see my handwriting here. I will take a magnifying glass, you call these spectacles in your English language, and wow, the letters are increased in both size and in sharpness. So in kirtan, when it is Krishna kirtan and not me kirtan, where you glorify yourself, but when it is Krishna kirtan, somehow Krishna becomes more visible for you and he becomes more clearer. This is Jiva Goswami's definition of kirtan. It magnifies the deity whose name you sing. Magnified, makes it big and sharp and clear. No? This is how in this age of Kali you can obtain Krishna consciousness. You need to magnify or make sharp and clear what you cannot see with your unaided eye. Ah! Kirtan aids or helps you, and therefore this is Mahaprabhu's prime process. My dear devotees, I will challenge you today. There will be an unpleasant part coming very soon of this lecture. You will have to fasten your seatbelt, because I will speak about proper kirtan as opposed to improper kirtan. 5-7 minutes, then it's over. And you will get ideas how to improve. Yes. I want to speak about how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread the kirtan movement, because that's his gift. That are his jewels for us. But before doing so, I want to chant with you the 12 names of Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which our Bhupendra will put to us on this newly purchased Bhakti School screen. Hare Krishna. Do you have also the 12 names of Nityananda, Prabhu? It is said that a fortunate person who chants these names will have all his best desires fulfilled. Do you have desires? Sam, you have? You may have to now make a little thought. You may have also some not so good desire, like maybe you want to steal tomorrow a ma sweet and so on. and so on. But there are real genuine desires to become more Krishna conscious. Yes. I think we will just chant the names of Sri Chaitanya. So, Gokrishna, can you please, because you know how it is, please chant these with me. I will chant it in front, because this will purify us, because we are going to get into some real wonderful subjects, and we need to purify our heart a little. Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanyo.
Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanyo.
Gauranga Dvijanayaka.
Gauranga Dvijanayaka.
Jatinam Dandinam Chaiva.
Jatinam Dandinam Chaiva.
Nyasinam Chashiromani.
Nyasinam.
Raktam Baradara Shriman
Raktam Baradara Shriman
Navadvipa Sudhakara
Navadvipa Sudhakara
Prema Bhakti Pradaschaiva
Prema Bhakti Pradaschaiva
Shri Shachinandanastata
Shri Shachinandanastata
Now we will chant it in an enhanced way. Is there a spiritual desire which you have? A good desire? Maybe to make more advancement in Krishna consciousness, or maybe to get one of these love imbued jewels or holy names from Lord Chaitanya, who distributes his loving ecstasy through the chanting. Maybe you want to improve your chanting of the holy name. We will just sit for a moment in silence and use our mind to find a desire which we can really have, not a desire which we should have, a desire which we have in our hearts in relationship to Krishna. It doesn't have to be in relationship to Facebook or anything. That is not so interesting now. We will now go for the real things. Think of your relationship with Krishna. How is it? Is it good? Is it alive? Or is it highly theoretical? Anything. Please fold your hands. Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanyo
Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanyo
Gauranga Dvijanayaka
Gauranga Dvijanayaka
Nyatinam Nandinam Chaiva
Nyatinam Nandinam Chaiva
Nyasinam Chashiromani Raktam Baradara Shriman
Raktam Baradara Shriman
Navadvipa Sudhakara
Navadvipa Sudhakara
Prema Bhakti Pradaschaiva
Prema Bhakti Pradaschaiva
Shri Sachinandanastata Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. I sincerely wish that all what you wish and which is necessary in your life, in your spiritual life, will come to you by the simple, simple process of approaching the Lord through these 12 powerful names. The school of Bhakti has this as a document, and it can send you this, and you can chant it daily and make your life perfect by this simple process. There's also a translation of each name is provided. So yes, we have this as our Gopunim present for you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear devotees, cannot be understood historically. He appeared 500 years ago. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot be understood in terms of his social revolution, where he empowered ordinary people who were not brahmanas to go to the highest levels of spiritual life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can only be understood through what is called the bhava understanding, the feeling of, to understand his feeling. He's Lord Krishna on a loving expedition who
has decided to give to the unfortunate living beings of Kali Yuga the results of his findings, so to say, or the results of his emotional ecstasies. But he has given it through a very particular way, that is through the chanting of Krishna's holy name. It would be not appropriate for us to expect Krishna conscious miracles through another way than Lord Chaitanya has given to us. Maybe some of us hope, well, one day, maybe when I come in the deity, in before the deities, I may for a minute see the deities as they really are. All this will happen, but through a certain channel, the channel of the chanting of the holy name. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sang the holy name first in a closed circle of his devotees in Shriva Sangam. Maybe when you later have time, you can go through displays, and I'm sure there will be a display on Shriva Sangam. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then when he felt his devotees were strong enough, when he had, so to say, melted their heart in the intimacy and strengthened their heart through his very close association, then his devotees were strong enough and they took to the streets. His movement did not stop there. It came practically all over the world, all over India he appeared. He appeared even to great devotees who would still appear in the future. I think Tukaram Sankirtan Priya, is he a saint who appeared in Gujarat? Is that Gujarat? Maharashtra. That is just next to Gujarat, practically Gujarat. And it is described, once Tukaram, he had gone through a few very deep experiences. He found his heart attracted to glorifying the Lord, and he did never really know how this came. So one day he went out and he saw over the hill a Sankirtan party. This was a few, maybe 50 or 100 years after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had disappeared. And he looked out and he saw the Sankirtan party with one person in golden dhoti and the second person in bluish dhoti chanting, and he picked up that kirtan and he became that intoxicated lover of God who gave poems like this: my dear Lord, you have made me your dog, you always keep me by your side, and you have forbidden me to bark. All I can do is growl. But you know, my Lord, when you sometimes touch me, I feel almost like a saint. Yet, these are God-inspired poems which Tukaram had sang. How? Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared to him and had given him a jewel of the holy names. Lord Chaitanya taught how we must chant. It is in a mood of longing. Oh Krishna, without you my life is empty. He gave one verse where he describes this longing. You can join me. Nayanam galadashru daraya vadanam gadgada rudaya gira
Pulakai nichitam vapukada tavana magrahane bhavishyati.
When will a stream of tears flow from my eyes, my voice choke up, and the hairs of my body stand on end as I chant your holy name? When will there be some emotion in my heart? When will my misplaced love, which I now put on so many material things, come to you, my Lord, and I will chant your names with tears of longing in my eyes? No? This is how a devotee is meant to chant. Mahaprabhu said another verse, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Dana. He said, the treasure of Bhakti Yoga can only be had by those who chant and who sing my names with tears of longing. When we chant the names of Krishna, my dear devotees, it is highly important that we long to be close to Krishna. Those of you who are mothers know when the child calls for the mother distractedly, mother, 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 and plays with his Lego toys, then the mother knows, I don't have to come, he's well engaged with his distractions. But when the child is throwing the distraction away and only calls for the mother, mother! The mother knows, she puts the pot on away from the flame where she cooks, and she comes and takes care of the child. So this is also there in kirtan. As long as you chant distracted with another agenda, Krishna doesn't come. Maybe some melodies come, maybe some rhythm comes, maybe some burden on your vocal cords comes. But it is not a transcendental thing. Only when you connect the chanting with an awareness or a longing for Krishna, will Krishna actually come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had various kirtans, not just the Maha Mantra. There is another mantra which he chanted, Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govindaram Shri Madhusudan. I thought we should chant this together. He inspired many, many thousands of people to be with him and chant with him this mantra. Yeah, it came actually one morning. The inhabitants of Navadvip were most fortunate because they actually had been with Chaitanya when he was Krishna. At that time they were cowherd boys. So one morning they all came before the door of Mahaprabhu. And they brought gifts, bananas, ghee, yogurt, or attractive flower garlands. I think they also had pearls like this. When they saw Mahaprabhu, who had just come out of Shiva's Sangam, there was sweat on his face because he had danced the whole night and the hair was disheveled, and he looked as beautiful as the god of love. When they saw him coming, they were there with their presence. They offered obeisances to him, and at that time the Lord said to them, may you all attain bhakti to Krishna. I have an order for you. Do not speak anything other than the names and qualities of Krishna. No prajalpa. may the propensity for serving Krishna awaken in you. And then the Lord said, then they said, well, how do we sing? And Lord Chaitanya said, I give you a tip, chant like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama. One more time, everybody, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And one more time, please, everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya said, chant this mantra in japa. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur gives a particular instruction how you chant japa. He says, when you chant japa, keep the vibration in your heart. At the moment, other things may be in the heart. How will tomorrow morning be? What will be the festival? Hopefully the friend whom I have invited will come. Things like this. But when you chant, you place the mantra in the heart and you hear it there with the ears of the heart. And when the mind goes, no problem, you bring it back to the heart. Finished. This is... One achieves perfection in chanting mantra when one keeps the vibrated sound within his heart and controls his materially attached mind. So then the Lord continued, this is the Maha Mantra. All of you go now and chant the mantra according to a prescribed number. That was the japa. And then he continued. He was not finished. By doing so, every one of you will attain all perfection. Always chant. There is no other prescription. And then he gave another instruction. This is for kirtan, home kirtan. 5 to 10 people of you, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, can sit together in a house and perform kirtan while clapping their hands. And then you should chant Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. Please join me with the clapping of the hand. Not too fast. Yes. Very good. See. Yadavaya Namaha Gopago Vin Shimadusudan Namaha.
Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Govarovindaya Jimarusudha Adaye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Govarovindaya Jimarusudha Adaye Nama Krishna Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopa Govindaya Srimadusudha Hare Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopa Govindaya Srimadusudha Hare Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopa Govindaya Srimadusudha
Thank you. You sing so nice. So Mahaprabhu said, do this japa of what do we do in japa? Which mantra? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, yes. And kirtan, we can do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And this also. Prabhupada writes about this, that and especially in Mayapur, it should be chanted always. No? It is there. Then what should be your mood? Longing for Krishna. How did you know? You were attentive. Wow. And then there is one thing which you should not do. And then you're complete. It's the offenses. Especially criticizing devotees, it starts there. This is the grossest, the most verbal one, and the most unspoken of offense is to just remain in material consciousness and think really only about myself, aham, mameti. And in between there are eight others. You can read them in your leisure time. Mm-hmm. So it's like this. When you go to a doctor, my dear devotees, he will say, do this and eat this favorable food and avoid this unfavorable food, no? Or you should not drink coffee is also not good, he may say to you, and he says also like this. So when you go to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will say, this is what you do, you chant, and the favorable circumstances, the favorable food which will help the process is, you should cultivate a mood of longing for Krishna, and what you should avoid is coffee and alcohol, that is offenses. No? And then when you do these three things, my dear devotees, you are on the road to spiritual enlightenment. Prabhupada said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just like people followed him in his kirtan party 500 years ago. You see there's a picture of the kirtan party. Nowadays we also can follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and obtain the rare gift of love of Godhead, which even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are missing to have.
Hare Krishna. I've come to the end, but my tongue wants to not stop. There is one subject, 3 minutes. It is, we spoke about the unfulfilled desire of Krishna, but we should speak also about the unfulfilled desire of Radharani. Yes, how did you know? After all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a combined form of Radha and Krishna. So it would be not good if we don't hear about the unfulfilled desires of Krishna. We would, of Radha, we would miss the whole one half. So Radharani, when she saw that my beloved wants to find out how I've experienced his sweetness, and how my, what is the nature of my love, he will come with me into the material world. I also want to find out 3 things. I have right to also find out something. I have an unfulfilled desire. See, Radha has one difficulty. She cannot go out for cow grazing with Krishna because everyone would talk about it. Their love is a secret. Secrets make it more sweet, no? So she always has to keep her love hidden. And that she cannot go with Krishna out into the pasturing ground is particularly distressing for her, because she feels when Krishna will go to the land of Vrindavan, he will go with his soft lotus feet on the sharp stones and thorns, and she's not there to protect Krishna. She wants to really, she is very disturbed because she cannot go and serve Krishna throughout a major part of the day. And therefore, she says, how can I protect Krishna's feet? But when I come as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, I will enwrap him in my golden effulgence, and I will take all the atmospheric and the thorns on the road. I will take it and take it away from Krishna. Another desire is Radha, even when Krishna is there, she has to suppress her tears of ecstasy. No one should see this, that she is with Krishna. But when she comes as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, she can cry all day and all night, and no one will object. That is the second desire. She wants to cry in public. Another thing is Radharani cannot so easily give prema because she is a very sweet transcendental personality who is not, cannot be approached by the ordinary conditioned souls. You can't just run into the room of the queen of Vrindavan. That's not possible for an ordinary soul. But go and so she cannot distribute love of Krishna to everyone, but as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just goes and dances with the conditioned souls of the world and gives love of Godhead. So that desire Radharani fulfilled as well. These are the 3 unfulfilled desires of Radha. You can see from this, my dear devotees, how giving, how merciful, how kind this incarnation of Godhead is. And tomorrow we will celebrate him. And because we want to celebrate him, and you have the London tired expression in your faces, I will stop here because you got up very early, and so much philosophy at once is also a little in need of digestion. We are for this. but I want to end here, and I want to just summarize. Tomorrow is your great, great chance, my dear devotees. It actually starts this evening. What was the recommendation to do this evening for preparation for tomorrow? To do some moon gazing, with the idea that this is Gaura Chandra, the moon of Gaura. He is especially beautiful. We have seen from Preeti's car, we have seen today. No? We have looked. So we have seen this. And so moon gazing this evening, this our program. These are very experimental programs, you know. Then tomorrow we will pray. How do we do this, Sankirtan Prabhu? How will the devotees obtain the 12 names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? On the email? Do you have the emails of them? All the students, and you know, my dear devotees, I would really, really recommend you to get this. If you are not on the mailing list of Bhakti School, you can give your name and you can give this to them as a bonus. Because especially if you chant these 12 names tomorrow. Saptik. That we will do. I will also give tomorrow a presentation where I will chant again these 12 names. We can learn these nicely and make it a regular thing if we want. I have seen many devotees who have gotten a lot of spiritual strength by just chanting this. It takes hardly 30 seconds that we even have in London. You know, no problem. I thank you all very much. I will end here. Hare Krishna, Nishkanchan, you have something to say.
Can please everyone give three loud Hare Bols for His Holiness Satyananda Swami Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, thank you.
Thank you so much, Maharaj, for coming and gracing us with your association. You've been guiding us, in School of Bhakti, even when we're College of Vedic Studies, you were guiding us then. We hope to continue to guide us, and we hope that we can develop a long-term relationship with you. I'm sure we all agree this is a very nectarian way to cultivate the mood for tomorrow. So, thank you so much. Really amazing, a lot of intimate details that you shared as well. Maharaj, though, just a few expressions of gratitude from us. So this is some Mahaprasadam.
The famous?
Famous Mahaprasadam from the manor.
Thank you.
We are still following Mother Kalangana's recipe.
Oh!
In the tradition.
Four I have.
And these are some garlands for your deities.
Oh, yes, yes.
And
yeah.
This is also...
They are not yet, they're fresh, or they're not yet offered, or?
Offered? No, not offered yet. Not
to
offered.
Be offered to to our Goparaj. Yeah. Good. I will give to his pujari, this Gokrishna.
This is
a
present from one of our devotees here, Rajesh Prabhu. He's a great admirer of your work, your guidance.
Thank you, Rajesh.
His mother recently left the body, so just giving a present can also convey blessings for onward journey as well. So thank you so much, Maharaj. So for those of you, we won't stay too long because I'm conscious tomorrow. Maybe a lot of us will be wanting to get ready for Mangal Aarti, Gopaneem and everything. Plus there's the London Harinam. Then there's the evening when we break our fast, and there's a festivities going on here.
London.
If you want to, there is, of course, darshan in about half an hour in the temple room. We've got a book table outside where you can see Marge's books and everything like that. And, of course, from School of Bhakti, we'll be carrying on, obviously, with our courses, events, retreats throughout the year for many years to come, forever, hopefully. And, please do check us out on www.schoolofbhakti.com. And... Yeah, I think this month we've got some exciting courses on Brahman initiation by Kripamoy Prabhu, and other such wonderful courses coming up, so do check us out. And again, a big thank you to Maharaj for gracing us. And of course, Maharaj tomorrow will be giving the Gopnim class in the morning. Saturday evening, Maharaj will be doing the Harinam in London.
Yeah.
And then Sunday morning, at the Manor again, Chaitanya Charitamrita class. So wonderful things to look forward to. And I guess at Soho Temple.
Yeah.
Sunday evening.
Oh, Sunday evening here at the Manor. Oh, wonderful. Yeah. And Sunday evening here at the Manor as well. So thank you again. His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj ki. Shriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Thank you so much.
Krishna.
And Hare Krishna.
Yes. Just if you have time, it would be my personal request if you could come to the London Harinam. I somehow feel that it would please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very much if he spread the holy name in exuberance. No, I heard there will be a Harinam on Friday, tomorrow, also in London, but I'm inviting you particularly to the Saturday Harinam, because that is a traditional Harinam. It is a childhood dream of me. I like to sing and dance very much by nature, and if you are all there, then I will be able to sing nicer and dance nicer. So please, if you can come, this would be your generosity to me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. I'm conscious some of you may want to see Maharaj afterwards, but due to time and tomorrow, everything that is going to happen, we may...